Welcome to League Park in Cleveland, for the game between the Chicago White Sox and the Cleveland Indians. Here are the starting lineups. For the Chicago White Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The right fielder, Harry Hooper. Batting second. The shortstop, Ernie Johnson. Batting third. The second baseman, Eddie Collins. Batting fourth. The center fielder, Johnny Mostill. Batting fifth. The left fielder, Bib Falk. Batting sixth. The catcher, Ray Schalk. Batting seventh. The first baseman, Earl Shealy. Batting eighth. The third baseman, Eddie Mulligan. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Ferdy Schupp. Pitching for the Chicago White Sox, Ferdy Schupp. For the Cleveland Indians. Batting in the leadoff spot. The left fielder, Joe Evans. Batting second. The second baseman, Bill Wamsgans. Batting third. The center fielder, Tris Speaker. Batting fourth. The third baseman, Rig Stevenson. Batting fifth. The shortstop, Joe Sewell. Batting sixth. The first baseman, Stuffy McInnes. Batting seventh. The right fielder, Smokey Joe Wood. Batting eighth. The catcher, Steve O'Neill. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Stan Kovileski. Pitching for the Cleveland Indians, Stan Kovileski. And now, play ball. Harry Hooper is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hooper strikes out. One out. Ernie Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson hits a pop-up towards short. Sewell settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Eddie Collins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Collins hits a fly ball into left field. Evans settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Joe Evans is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Evans hits a fly ball into left field. Falk settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bill Wamsgans is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wamsgans takes first base on ball four. Tris Speaker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Speaker hits a ball on the ground towards short. Johnson fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Indians nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Johnny Mostill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mostill hits a ball on the ground towards short. Sewell fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Bib Falk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Falk hits a line drive into left field. Evans settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ray Schalk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schalk hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Mostill moves to second. Earl Shealy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Shealy hits a ball on the ground towards third. Stevenson fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Rig Stevenson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stevenson takes first base on ball four. Joe Sewell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sewell takes first base on ball four. Stevenson moves to second. Stuffy McInnes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McInnes bunts towards first. Shealy fields it and throws to third for the out. Sewell moves to second. One out. Smokey Joe Wood is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wood hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Sewell scores. McInnes moves to second. It's 1-0, Indians. Steve O'Neill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. O'Neill hits a pop-up in front of the plate. Schalk settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Stan Kovileski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kovileski hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. McInnes scores. Wood moves to second. It's 2-0, Indians. Joe Evans is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Evans is 0-for-1 in the game. Evans hits a fly ball into center field. Ma still settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Indians 2, and the White Sox 0. The White Sox will come to bat. Eddie Mulligan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mulligan hits a fly ball into left field. Evans settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ferdy Shupp is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Shupp strikes out. Two outs. Harry Hooper is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hooper is 0-for-1 in the game. Hooper hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Ernie Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 0-for-1 in the game. Johnson hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Kovileski fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Indians 2, and the White Sox 0. The Indians will come to bat. Bill Wamsgans is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wamsgans is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk, Wamsgans hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Tris Speaker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Speaker is 0-for-1 in the game. Speaker hits a ball on the ground towards first. Sheely scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Speaker for the out. Wamsgans moves to second. One out. Rig Stevenson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stevenson is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk, Stevenson hits a line drive into right field. Hooper settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Joe Sewell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sewell is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk, Sewell hits a ball on the ground towards first. Sheely scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Sewell for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Indians 2, and the White Sox 0. The White Sox will come to bat. Eddie Collins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Collins is 0-for-1 in the game. Collins hits a fly ball into center field. Speaker settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Johnny Ma still is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ma still is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Ma still hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Kovileski fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Bib Falk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Falk is 0-for-1 in the game. Falk strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Indians 2, and the White Sox 0. The Indians will come to bat. Stuffy McInnes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McInnes is 0-for-1 in the game. McInnes hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Shupp fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Smokey Joe Wood is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wood is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Wood hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Steve O'Neill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. O'Neill is 0-for-1 in the game. O'Neill takes first base on ball 4. Wood moves to second. Stan Kovalevsky is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kovalevsky is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Kovalevsky takes first base on ball 4. Wood moves to third. O'Neill moves to second. Joe Evans is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Evans is 0-for-2 in the game. Evans hits a ball on the ground towards short. Johnson fields it and throws to second for the out. Wood scores. O'Neill moves to third. Two outs. It's 3-0, Indians. Bill Wamsgans is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wamsgans is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Wamsgans hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. O'Neill scores. Evans moves to second. It's 4-0, Indians. Tris Speaker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Speaker is 0-for-2 in the game. Speaker hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Hooper. Speaker reaches second base with a double. Evans scores. There goes Wamsgans trying to get to home. Hooper throws the ball into Collins, who relays the ball to Schalk, who tags Wamsgans, who came all the way from first, for the out. It's 5-0, Indians. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Indians 5, and the White Sox 0. The White Sox will come to bat. Ray Schalk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schalk is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Schalk hits a ball on the ground towards third. Stevenson fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Earl Shealy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Shealy is 0-for-1 in the game. Shealy hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Speaker. Shealy reaches second base with a double. Eddie Mulligan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mulligan is 0-for-1 in the game. Mulligan hits a ball on the ground towards third. Stevenson fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Amos Strunk pinch hits for Ferdy Shupp. Amos Strunk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Strunk strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Indians 5, and the White Sox 0. The Indians will come to bat. Shovel Hodge now pitching. Rig Stevenson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stevenson is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Stevenson hits a fly ball into center field, out of the reach of Moss Dill. Stevenson reaches second base with a double. Joe Sewell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sewell is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Sewell hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Hodge fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Stuffy McInnes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McInnes is 0-for-2 in the game. McInnes hits a ball on the ground towards short. Johnson scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Smokey Joe Wood is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wood is 2-for-2 in the game, with two singles. He's got one RBI. Wood hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Collins scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Indians 5, and the White Sox 0. The White Sox will come to bat. Harry Hooper is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hooper is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Hooper hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. O'Neill settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ernie Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 0-for-2 in the game. Johnson hits a ball on the ground towards short. Sewell fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Eddie Collins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Collins is 0-for-2 in the game. Collins takes first base on ball 4. Johnson moves to second. Johnny Ma still is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ma still is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Ma still hits a fly ball, foul, into left field. Evans settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bibb Falk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Falk is 0-for-2 in the game. Falk hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Wood. Falk reaches second base with a double. Johnson scores. Collins moves to third. It's 5-1, Indians. Ray Schalk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schalk is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Schalk hits a ball on the ground towards short. Sewell fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Collins scores. Falk moves to third. It's 5-2, Indians. Earl Shealy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Shealy is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. Shealy hits a fly ball, foul, into right field. Wood settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Indians 5, and the White Sox 2. The Indians will come to bat. Steve O'Neill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. O'Neill is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. O'Neill strikes out. One out. Stan Kovileski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kovileski is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got one RBI. Kovileski hits a ball on the ground towards short. Johnson scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Charlie Jameson pinch hits for Joe Evans. Charlie Jameson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jameson hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Schalk settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Indians 5, and the White Sox 2. The White Sox will come to bat. Charlie Jameson now playing left field. Eddie Mulligan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mulligan is 0-for-2 in the game. Mulligan hits a fly ball into center field. Speaker settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Shovel Hodge is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hodge hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Wamsgans scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Harry Hooper is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hooper is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Hooper hits a fly ball into left field. Jameson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Indians 5, and the White Sox 2. The Indians will come to bat. Bill Wamsgans is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wamsgans is 2-for-2 in the game, with two singles and a walk. He's got one RBI. Wamsgans hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Collins settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Tris Speaker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Speaker is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Speaker takes first base on ball 4. Rig Stevenson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stevenson is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double and a walk. Stevenson hits a ball on the ground towards short. Johnson fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Indians 5, and the White Sox 2. The White Sox will come to bat. Ernie Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Johnson bunts towards the mound. Kovileski fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Eddie Collins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Collins is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Collins hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Johnson moves to second. Johnny Ma still is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ma still is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Ma still hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Wamsgans fields it and throws to second for the out. Johnson moves to third. One out. Bib Falk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Ma still. The throw from O'Neill and he is out, Sewell applying the tag. Two outs. Bib Falk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Falk is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Falk strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Indians 5, and the White Sox 2. The Indians will come to bat. Joe Sewell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sewell is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Sewell hits a fly ball, foul, into left field. Falk settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Stuffy McInnes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McInnes is 0-for-3 in the game. McInnes takes first base on ball 4. Smokey Joe Wood is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wood hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Mulligan settles under it, and drops the ball. That's an error on Mulligan. Smokey Joe Wood is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wood is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. He's got one RBI. Wood hits a ball on the ground towards third. Mulligan fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. McInnes moves to second. Steve O'Neill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. O'Neill is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. O'Neill takes first base on ball 4. McInnes moves to third. Wood moves to second. Stan Kovileski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kovileski is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got one RBI. Kovileski hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. McInnes scores. Wood scores. O'Neill moves to third. Two runs are unearned. It's 7-2, Indians. Charlie Jameson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jameson is 0-for-1 in the game. Jameson hits a ball on the ground towards short. Johnson fields it and throws to second for the out. O'Neill scores. That run is unearned. Two outs. It's 8-2, Indians. Bill Wamsgans is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wamsgans is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles and a walk. He's got one RBI. Wamsgans hits a ball on the ground towards short. Johnson scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Indians 8, and the White Sox 2. The White Sox will come to bat. Ray Schalk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schalk is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. He's got one RBI. Schalk hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Earl Sheely is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Schalk moves to second. Earl Sheely is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sheely is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. Sheely takes first base on ball 4. Eddie Mulligan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mulligan is 0-for-3 in the game. Mulligan hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. O'Neill settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Yamyarian pinch hits for Shovel Hodge. Yamyarian is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yarian hits a fly ball into center field. Speaker settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Schalk moves to third. Two outs. Harry Hooper is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. That is defensive interference on unknown player with unknown particulars. Sheely moves to second. Harry Hooper is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hooper is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Hooper hits a line drive into right center field, beyond the reach of Speaker. Hooper reaches second base with a double. Shock scores. Sheely scores. It's 8-to-4, Indians. Ernie Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Hooper moves to third. Ernie Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 2-for-4 in the game, with two singles. Johnson hits a line drive into right center field, beyond the reach of Speaker. Johnson reaches second base with a double. Hooper scores. It's 8-to-5, Indians. Eddie Collins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Collins is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single and a walk. Collins hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Wamsgans scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The game is over. The final score, Cleveland Indians, 8, and Chicago White Sox, 5. Goodbye from League Park in Cleveland.